cost of power will be going up a total of 19% combined for increases now scheduled for January and July. It's the result of a rate study by a private consultant completed earlier in the year. On a radio show Monday, Assemblymember Dave Kenziger noted rate hikes are mainly to pay back bond debt for an overhaul of the borough's hydroelectric plant below Crystal Lake. Voters approved that project in October.
I think everybody understood it that, you know, by letting Crystal Lake go away is going to end up costing us more money in the long run. So nobody likes to pay more, I mean, on anything. And 20% sounds like a lot, but we have had very reasonable electric rates for a long time. And so I guess it's just time to start paying more.
The rates a customer pays varies depending on how much electricity they use. But as an example, an average residential customer will see an increase of around $15 a month in January and another $15 in July for a total increase of about $30 a month. A small business will see an electrical bill grow by around $70 a month combined from those two rate hikes, and a larger commercial customer's bill will go up over $1,200 a month from the rate increases. The additional revenue to Petersburg Municipal Power and Light will also repay the cost of an additional standby diesel generator, and it will pay for increases in the wholesale cost of electricity charged by the Southeast Alaska Power Agency. SEPA's board this month approved a rate hike for replacing a failed submarine transmission line and paying for future replacements on the regional electrical grid. Petersburg's utility director and alternate on the SEPA board, Carl Hagerman, told the assembly that additional wholesale rate hikes are likely.
We'll just see. I think the CEO does a great job of withholding any increases or discussion of any increases until he knows for certain that they will occur or that they're needed. And so we, as a board, will be discussing that in the next couple meetings and trying to determine when that next rate increase may come and how much it will be.
Again, that's on the wholesale cost of power, what Petersburg Municipal Power and Light pays for the electricity. And wholesale increases have been figured into the local rate hikes that were approved unanimously by the Assembly Monday. The Assembly also voted to add language that will allow the local utility to increase the cost of power if Petersburg's access to SEPA electricity is lost for an extended period beyond the annual downtime scheduled for maintenance on the system. That additional charge will help cover the cost of fuel, oil, and staff overtime to power the town on diesel generators. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.